4:15 and 16 reads, "Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly as each part does its own special work. It helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love." Well, this on today, I really want to talk about what it means as God our Father. I don't know about you, but I didn't grow up with my biological father in my life. And so when you talk about coming to God as a father or as a heavenly father, we tend to put that in pictures of what we've seen and what we've experienced in our real life, right? God is a spiritual being, and so many of us have never seen him physically, so we kind of tend to liken him to something that we have seen. And for everybody, that picture looks different. Well, for me, that picture was not a great one. In fact, because he was absent, I felt like when I did come to God, God would in some way be absent from me. And then I felt like, well, if I did come to him, will I be burdening him with what I have to say? Or will he accept me as I am? Because I realized that I'm not perfect and I have sinned and I've come short and I've fallen several times. So would he be a judgmental God? Will he be an angry God? And so you have all these pictures in your mind. And if you're anything like me, I sure did. But I want to encourage you, God is a father, but he wants to show you that. And I remember when I first started praying, the one thing he told me to do, he said, "Ashley," because I used to, in prayer, I used to say, "Oh, dear Heavenly Father." And that just sounds so formal and just, you know. And the Lord had me to stop saying that. He was like, "I don't want you to call me that." He said, "Call me Dad." Oh, well, y'all, for a person who's never said the word dad before, it just felt weird, right? It just felt weird to say this in my prayer time, but I slowly but surely, the more I did it, I found it more common to approach him in that way, and I felt it more common to see him in that way, that he is my father. And so as we're going through this, there may be some father wounds that we have yet to heal, but that's okay. You know, God is there and he just wants to be your dad. And with that, if you can do what I did, if you want to, that'd be fine. But however you approach God, just know that he wants to show you his goodness and he wants to show you his love as a heavenly father does.
Amen. So let's have a powerful time in prayer today, but praying today with the mindset that I am talking to my dad who wants to hear from me. I have a relationship according to Romans chapter 8, where I call him Abba Father. And according to John chapter 1, verse 12, I am a child, I am a son, I am a daughter of God. And parents who are out there can relate to this, that the way they look at their children, that if you have it before your child needs it, you're already finding a way to get it to them. And the Bible says in Luke chapter 11, if we being carnal know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more our Heavenly Father to us? So with these truths, I want you to be equipped during your time of prayer today and just experience the love God wants to lavish on you. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.